Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around the block. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of lonely, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering we see. And though it is still as simple as you and me. And you know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows, talk about
everybody. This is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages, and I have Amelia Palumbet on here with me, and I want to welcome you to another weekly prayer group meeting. I want to apologize for any of you who tune in and were not here. Just know that that's because of me. I'm going to start talking and seeing if there's anybody who wants to maybe take over when I'm not able to do it, but I'm not going to lie, my physical health is just, I don't have a lot of energy, so hopefully that will change soon. And once again, I want to apologize for anyone who tuned in and were not here. How are you, Amelia?
I'm doing well this evening.
Good, 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 good. Well, I'm trying to, I've been having computer issues, but I think I just, actually I'm online, and I think I can get into the studio now. this computer, sometimes I can log in right away and sometimes it's 2 hours. So why don't we go ahead and get started? I don't know how much energy I have, how long I can go, so we'll just play it by ear here. I think that's Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. How are you?
I hope you and Amelia are doing well. I'm fine. I've been looking forward to this all forever.
No, I'm sorry. I just, my energy really, really low. So.
No, that has to, I totally respect that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you have to be considered for sure.
Yeah, just, you know, most of the time, like when I do readings for people, when you're not in, when you're, well, what a lot of people don't realize is when you're in that energy of God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, like when I'm doing a reading for someone, everybody always says this, you must be exhausted because my readings are an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no,
yeah.
When I get the reading, I could run around the house. It gives me energy because I totally am tuned in to God's vibration, God's energy, whatever you want to call it, so it rejuvenates me. Whenever you do a reading, healing session, and you're tired afterwards, that means you're using your own core energy. So doing this prayer group really always helps me. It's just, I don't know, it's just everything combined. You know, we've got so much chaos of the world and personal issues and just, you know, it's just life. It's just life. We all have our issues. Everybody's got their problems. Nobody gets out of here unscathed in this lifetime. And so it's just trying to deal with so much at one time. It gets a little overwhelming when you already have chronic illnesses. So anyway, I want to thank everyone again. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, let's head off with you. Let's see what kind of prayers you have.
Oh, my heavens. Thank you so much. I feel so privileged and honored. I would like to please start out praying.
Can I ask something before we go farther? I probably should private message you this, but I'm having computer trouble. Sometimes I can get on here and sometimes I can't. I'm really, seriously, just, I want you to think about this. You and Amelia think about it. But on nights when I don't have the energy to do this, you've got great energy. You're very intelligent. I don't see why the two of y'all can't pull this off. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Because there's people that
want to
be here,
honored.
And I feel guilty because of me. I mean, this isn't my show. This is our show. This is our prayer circle. It's not just Pat's. So just think about it. See how y'all feel about it. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you say yes or no. But I really, if there's people that need prayer, I feel horrible that it gets stopped because I'm not here. That's not fair. That's not right.
Well, so far, I think so far I've been able to make, with the exception when I was ill, but I would follow Amelia's lead on it. You know, I would co-partner with Amelia if she was willing, you know, and help Amelia, with the exception of, I'm looking to really pull in more work in my field that I work in. I don't think I would work this late, but I never know.
Right.
You know, I just never know. And I'm trying to make that kind of a priority. And the prayer group is a priority for me because it's really, boy, it has really been my salvation.
Oh, goodness. So that's what I mean. There's people who private message me that have similar feelings, you know, and that's why I'm saying I feel really guilty. I shouldn't say guilty, but I just feel bad that I feel like people get, whether I'm involved or not, shouldn't matter. You know, like I said, this is our group, not Pat's group. So y'all think about it. All you have to do is just go from one phone number to the next and pray. I mean, it's not difficult. So y'all just see how you feel about it. And anyway, let's go ahead with your prayers, okay?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'd be interested in talking to Amelia about it. I'm interested in helping. Well, my prayer, please, would be about my grandson. He's going to be 2 in May. And I got to spend a little time with him not this past weekend. I think, boy, time's becoming a blur. I think it was last past weekend, and it was such a delight. And he's in a house, brought him to another house, to my second-born son, the zippity-doo-dah guy. And we had a great time. We just had a marvelous time. He loves his granny. He just loves her because I take him to the playground. My prayer request would be that his family of origin I just pray for his safety and safeguard, and that the adults and the teenagers and the little kids, that everybody is filled with love and peace toward themselves, inside themselves, and toward him, and that he is also protected. That be my prayer, and I'll go quiet, and thank you for the prayer support.
Okay.
Thank you for that prayer.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Okay, Amelia?
Hey, excuse me. The first prayer would be a prayer of gratitude to thank God for all of the freedoms that we enjoy. And also with a request to help us make the right choices in the future, because a lot of things are going to be changing very quickly. We just ask for protection and guidance.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to pray for all of our soldiers that are active duty right now. We had another soldier killed in Afghanistan this week. Still want the bottom line finder, somebody to contact us. I'm still praying for them every day. And for all of our National Guard, we just had from here in Oklahoma, where I'm living now, we just had 250 of our National Guard, Oklahoma National Guard troops, not military, you know, U.S. military, our National Guard troops, have just been sent to the front lines of the Ukrainian border with Russia this week. So there's things that they're not talking about that are going on in this world. For states to send their National Guard, who are supposed to protect United States citizens, basically, but to send them when we've already got military in an area, to send National Guard troops for backup, something's going on. So I want to pray for all of our veterans that are home, that are injured, and all of our active duty military around the world. You know, there's so many hot spots now, and I just want to pray for all of them. And I'm just going to keep praying for those bottom line finders. At least email us or something so I know they're okay. The mother hen in me is just so strong. I think that's my lesson in this life, is to learn how to quit being a mother hen. When I love someone or something, I'm just like that chicken that puts all their babies underneath their wings, and I'm on guard, just protecting those little ones or anyone that I love. So I think that's my lesson, is to not be such a mother hen. But I tell you what, when that's your personality, it's hard to change. So I'm praying for all of our veterans, active duty, all our veterans that are home, all of our World War II, World War I, Korean, everybody, just all of our warriors who have done their duty and are doing their duty for us. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And everybody, just heads up, you know, we have the largest on American soil military buildup since World War II going on right now. All over the country, people are taking videos and pictures, all of these massive amounts of heavy equipment, tanks, Humvees, all sorts of military equipment convoys are all over the United States right now. They're Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, California, Florida, Colorado, Indiana. This is the largest massive buildup of military convoys on our soil since World War II. So I don't know what that's about. Nobody's talking about it, but it's all over the internet showing the different convoys. I'm talking people would be passing up hundreds of military, and then all the trains. There's trains going all over the country. And these, you know, certain parts of the country here, we build military equipment, like for the UN. Like, I think it's in Virginia, is one of the plants where they manufacture military equipment for the UN. but it's usually white. The tanks are usually painted a certain color with markings. These are all our military with no markings on them. They don't, they're not marked with, they don't have their insignias. They don't have whatever's going on. So just heads up, everybody. Okay, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to ask for prayer support, please, for my firstborn son, and that's Conrad, and that he continue his walk with God and his feelings of love and being blessed. And I'll just go quiet. Thank you. And thank you for that prayer support.
The message I received is that, you know, it's springtime, and he's having a spark of a spiritual, what's the word I want? It just left me, spiritual renewal right now. And I don't know if
anyone
can get contact to him or information or letter or message through anybody to him, but he's having a spark of God's renewal of his soul. And so anybody that can help nurture that so that spark doesn't go out, it's just like this little tiny spark. And if you can get kindling and build that fire and get him really going, he's finally opened up to spirits, what I'm trying to say. He's opening up, and it's like a renewal. So any kind of support anyone can give him along those lines, I think will help him tremendously.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, I just see it so plainly here. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, my prayer will be just that we open up more to the people that we love. I just, you and I have talked very briefly about this. I just have a feeling that things are going to change very quickly, and it's time to reach out to the people that we care about and let them know, and also to keep in touch with them and have backup plans for keeping in touch with them. We've talked about this, Pat. We know eventually down the road it's going to become an issue, and if we make plans for it now, we may be better prepared to deal with it when it finally does happen.
Yeah, I think that's one reason my energy is so low, is because anybody who knows me, I don't want to bore anybody. I don't know how many people are listening, probably just the three of us since I haven't been on here in a while. But when spirits started showing me all the world events back in 2001 before 9/11, you know, I had no control over that information. And there were times I was like on this loop. It's like a radio station in my head. It was 24/7. I could not turn it off. And so much of the predictions have come true. I mean, and that's not about me. I'm just the messenger. You know, that's information that spirit gave me. There's no way in the world I could possibly know those things, and most of it's come true. And so for several years there, it got to the point, because the things they're showing me are not pleasant. It's not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
It's terrorist stuff. I'm seeing school buses with kids being blown up in Iraq, and sure enough, it happens.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm seeing
Jesus.
Bodies, and I'm seeing terrorist suicide bombers. I'm not seeing happy zippity-doo-dah stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So even though I'm a nurse, after a while, that takes a toll on your psyche and your emotions to have that running, and I have no control over it, okay?
Yeah.
So finally, after about 7 years, I almost lost my mind. I'll never forget. It was a Sunday afternoon. I had had zero sleep. I had had nothing to eat because this loop was just, they were just showing me like a video in my head with my eyes open and my eyes closed. Excuse me for coughing. It was just nonstop stuff, like watching this movie. And I called my mom and said, I'm losing my mind. I can't turn this off. I don't know. I've never experienced this. No one I've talked to that's in the spiritual sciences or arts or anyone, none of my mentors know what to do. No one's heard of this before. I'm losing my mind. I'm really losing touch with reality. And the fact that this is so painful to watch, I've had no sleep, nothing. So my poor mom, all right, sweetheart, this is what you do. Walk into the house, open the refrigerator, get a glass. I want you to put ice in it. I mean, she had to literally step by step walk me through to get a drink of water. I mean, I was that low down emotionally and physical strength. And so I finally, after about 10 years of this, discovered that over time, if I just quit thinking about it, quit talking about it, if it came up, I tried to block it as hard as I could, it started waning. It's kind of like I was telling Spirit, I don't want to participate in this anymore. I don't want to participate in this. And so it's kind of like I can't draw it on demand. That's what's weird. You know, like when I do a reading, you're tuning into information on demand. Someone's calling you. You've got to give an answer. You've got to access information immediately. It's totally different with this world event stuff. I can't just at will go sit down and say, okay, I want to see what's going to happen next week, or I want to see what's going to happen in North Korea. It doesn't work that way with this information. I can't just go meditate on it and get answers. It just comes when it wants to come. It's totally different. So after a while, when I just quit writing the, I quit writing it down, I quit talking about it, I just kept telling God, take this away from me. If I could help the world with the information, I'd keep putting myself through this, but I'm not helping anybody. It's making me very ill. Finally, it stopped. But what I'm saying is that low energy that I had from knowing all these things before they happened, I still have quite a few predictions that haven't, not a whole lot, but there's certain predictions that haven't come true, but they're set up to come true as we speak. Because I'll give you an example. Connecticut just passed, the first state in the country, just passed a law that they can now weaponize drones to kill people. The military has had that. You know, the drone strikes we do in foreign countries. That's George Bush. But Connecticut has now stated a law that they can have weaponized drones in their state against civilians. So this takes it to a whole new level. That was one of the predictions Spirit showed me 16 years, going on 17, whatever, 2001, 16. They showed me drones. Now, back then, I'd never heard of drones. And what was weird was when they were talking to me about drones, they said they're going to be used to drop biologicals over cities. They're going to use them to contaminate water supplies like the Hoover Dam, different bodies of water like in Houston Municipal Water Supply. They're going to use drones to drop biochemicals and weapons against people and water and food supplies from drones. I'm like, what's a drone? You know, to me, I think that's an ant or a bee. I can't even remember the drones. I think they're bees. I'm not sure. But it was really strange. I wrote all that down, and it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, George Bush came on to give a nation address like he did at nighttime, you know, 8 o'clock at night to address the nation. And he started talking about we now have drones. I'm like, oh, my God, that's just what Spirit told me like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I went and pulled my notes out, and there it was. So they were telling me things before it was public. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm saying is there's a few things that are coming true now that they told me, and I'm back in that. Forget that I have physical problems. Psychologically, I'm kind of back in that place where I don't know if you want to call it depression or just it just saps your energy knowing these things are coming.
Yes.
And so that's part of what's going on. Physically, I'm in so much pain. I'm not going to lie about it. But psychologically and emotionally, I'm tapped into that energy again, and I know these things are going to come to pass. They're happening. They're moving that way every day, and it's just very – I was actually going to write a book about it called No One Will Listen. You know, I talked to the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service came to my house and interviewed me for 6 hours. They SWAT teamed through my house, looked in every closet, every door to make sure I wouldn't embarrassed. Yeah, because my lawyer, he's like my older brother. I love my lawyer. He's in Baton Rouge. I called him up. I said, Chip, I'm having all this information. And that's when he told me, well, the government has psychics. You need to get in contact and blah, 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 blah. Longer worked with them really, but anyway, I actually called the FBI and they sent the Secret Service out here. They called me up, made an appointment. I'm like so excited because I think, oh, good, all these notes, somebody can stop some of this stuff. You know what I mean? They can do something.
Yeah.
That's not what they came here for. They came here to make sure I wasn't a terrorist.
Well, you know what? They might still be using that information, just never told you.
I don't know.
using it and just never told you, though.
Well, I worked with them for a year. They told me anything I got. You know, it's really funny. It was a guy and a girl, and the guy that was, he was, the you know, the over the lady. The lady was in training, okay? So he was training her. So and his name was Wes. And he came in, and he, as soon as we shook hands and he came in my door, he said, "I just want you to know one thing. I'm ex-military." He goes, "I do not believe in psychics and in this mumbo-jumbo voodoo stuff." He goes, "I'm going to tell you right now, it's all a crock, and I don't believe a thing about it." I said, "Well, maybe you should." And she tried not to laugh because she's from New Orleans, okay? So she's used to a reader and a, you know, a voodoo queen on every corner in New Orleans. So she was trying not to laugh because I said, "Well, maybe you should." So they were here. He read my notes. They went over every note that I had, questioned me, how did I get this information, because a lot of it had come true already. And they were wanting to know, how did you get this? I said, "Nobody told me." And he goes, "Well, how did you get this? This is classified." He goes, "This right here is classified. I have seen this information. How did you get it?" They went through my computer, you know.
Wow.
And I'm like, "I'm telling you, spirit tells me these things." He's like, "Mm-hmm." When they finally got ready to leave, he shook my hand. He begged me to take my notes because I didn't have a copy machine. He goes, "I swear to God, I promise you I'll overnight them back to you. I swear to God on my life, on my honor." And we were having a tug of war because we're sitting over, he's on one side of my coffee table, I'm on the other. And we actually, I said, "I can't give these to you because that's all I had. I didn't have copies."
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, "I'm really having to trust this government agent sitting here who's telling me it's a crock." And I'm thinking,
yeah,
they're going to put in a paper shredder, I'll never see it. And I'm like, I had hundreds of predictions, okay?
Oh, wow.
This was not just two or three. So I went to hand them to him, and he grabbed the end of it. We're playing tug-of-war over the table because I'm like, "No, I can't do it." He goes, "I promise." I said, "I can't do it." He goes, "I promise. I swear to God." And the lady's just watching us, you know. Finally, I said, "Okay, I swear to God." I said, "I'm not a voodoo queen, but I'll put a curse on you. I'll do something." And she started laughing. I said, "I'll do something to you if you don't send these back." He goes, "I swear I will." So when they got up to leave, he stood at the door. He goes, because, you know, when they first got here, I was Miss Pink, you know, my official name. And when we got ready to leave, I'm Pat, all right? He goes, "Pat, I just want to tell you something." He goes, "I came in here a skeptic, and I'm leaving a believer." He says, "I'm leaving here a believer." He said, "I will do everything in my power to find somebody in the government for you to work with." He goes, "Because I see you." He goes, "I used to be in psych ops." He goes, "You're not lying. Your body language, You look me straight in the eye." He goes, "You're up front with us." He goes, "I don't know how it works." I said, "I don't either." He goes, "Well, I'm going to do everything I can to get someone in the government to work with you, because several of the predictions you have in here are top classified information that I have seen." He goes, "Some of this stuff, I don't know if it's classified or not." He goes, "All of this could be classified as far as I know." He goes, "But I know there's several things in here that I have come across my desk, excuse me, that I have clearance from them, you know, to look at. And you're almost quoting us." He goes, "It's almost a quote of what you've written here." He goes, "And I can see from your computer, there's no way that you're making this up, and there's no, you have, you." I said, "I can barely turn my computer on." He goes, "Yeah, I know." So anyway, they worked with me for about a year, and finally they called and said, "You know what? Our supervisor told us just not for you to send any more information, because we don't have an agency that can work with you, and if we had a handler, if you were to, like, become a federal employee, we could have a handler, but we know you're not going to do that." I said, "No, I'm not going to become a federal employee." You know what I mean? So, anyway, I don't even know how I got off on this subject. Oh, I was just saying that I feel like psychologically and emotionally I'm back in that zone again. So I think that's one reason my energy is so low, because it's not happy zippity-doo-dah. Okay, I hear Jackie on there. Is that Jackie?
Yes, it's me. Hi, ladies.
Hey, honey. My studio is messed up, Amelia. I've been kicked off.
He said you hear Jackie. That means you hear me working. Oh, God.
I thought I heard your voice.
But I feel just like you. I really do.
Do you? Jackie,
yeah.
Do me a favor and give me the first three numbers of your phone number, please.
862.
862, okay. Because what I do, I write it down and I go in order, because I have short-term memory trouble. That way,
yeah,
I know I don't skip anybody with the prayers. Is there anybody else on here, Amelia? Because I'm offline again.
No, it's just us.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I don't know where we were with this, but Jackie, why don't we go ahead and get your prayer here?
Oh, I've like I said, I feel the same way. I'm feeling kind of drained. A lot of stuff is coming on at one time.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
You know, I'm trying to overcome this anxiety because I just feel the same way, that there's something that's coming. And I know that I shouldn't be fearful or concerned, but I don't want to be caught off guard.
Right.
And I see things that when it's occurring, I know that I was warned before, but I missed it because I was too busy. So
right.
I'm praying to be able to get the rest that I need to be able to think clearly and to respond appropriately for all the things that's happening all at one time.
Yep. I my motto is prepare for the worst and pray and hope for the best. That's my motto. Okay, well, let's go ahead with your prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to pray for discernment. I want to pray that all of us, every person that calls this group, we're all highly intelligent women, you know, and men too. I think Jay, you know, the different guys that call in, we're all pretty smart people here. We're not stupid. We've all been around the block. And I just pray for spiritual discernment and for the truth discernment, because there's so much propaganda going on right now from our government and other world governments and the globalists and blah, blah, blah. There's so much propaganda to try to fool people into believing a false narrative so that they can control people. And that's also a spiritual war we're experiencing, because the globalists are evil people. And anyone who knows me, you know I don't use that word lightly. I rarely use the word evil, but the globalists are evil, sick psychopaths. They truly, truly are. They don't care about other human beings. They don't care whether other people live or die. They're in their own little world with their money and their power and their ego and their agenda. They couldn't care less about human beings, okay? So I want to pray that we all have the spiritual discernment, that God will show us the truth and our intuition and our psyche, and that we can be able to just throw out the garbage and not let it go into us, that we're shielded from all the garbage and the lies. And that the truth is what we resonate with, and the truth is what we experience, because we can't, it's overwhelming to see all the information, trying to figure out what's true, what's false, who's lying, who's telling the truth, who's giving parts. It's just overwhelming. And that's their point. They want us overwhelmed, so we just say, oh, screw it, give up, you know, forget it. Just tell me what to do. That's where they're trying to get us. So I really want to pray for discernment on a spiritual level and a physical human level, so that we can have more balance, and that will help our energy if we're not being so scattered. So that's what I want to pray for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. Well, I just can't watch the news. I can't listen to it. I get tail ends of stuff, and I just can't do it. I know 25 years ago I saw this clear vision in my head where I was holding the hand of a little girl, and there were soldiers landing, and they had guns. And I just remember that vision so clearly. So I have no idea. When I click on the news accidentally, I switch off real fast. And, you know, it's somehow, some way, you know, I do get exposure to some of the news. But I just can't watch. It's too traumatizing for me. And being in this prayer group, I feel like I'm contributing something. And you know, Pat, when you talk about it, about the news, you're broadening the information scope for me, so I can, you know, kind of pick some of that up. But I'm just, you know, and I read the headlines. I read a lot of the headlines and just quickly go on about my business. But I would like to ask for prayer support in the way for my Zibbity Doo Dah kid. He's I spent time there with my grandson and his girlfriend, Brennan's girlfriend, Tyler's girlfriend, and she's Camry. Oh my God, what a delight. She's a nurse too, and she's continuing to study to further to pursue a higher degree, and she has a son, and it was just a house of love, and we pledged our love for each other, you know, when I left, and I just felt so good. I felt so whole that, you know, we had a good time, and you know, that able to say we love each other instead of I hate you, don't come back.
Right.
You got under my skin. Now we were just, oh, we love, you know, I love you, I love you. And so I want to pray for the both of them, please. For Tyler, for and his girlfriend, that they continue. And they live in a house where it's an HOA that has rules and regulations. So they're under a lot of pressure. They cut down a tree and they're under a lot of pressure right now to get that done and taken care of them. And, you know, stress, couples fight over money, and they don't tell me about their quibble quabbles, but they seem to be doing very well for themselves and each other. And so my prayer request would be that the love that they feel for each other and God's light, it continue, God awareness and love, and I'll go quiet. And thank you for that prayer.
Okay. They have good energy together. I like their energy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I'd like to also have a prayer for, she's a friend of mine. I was in the same class as her younger sister throughout high school, and she just lost her battle to cancer yesterday. So my prayers, he's had it for a while. Unbelievable person. Her attitude, her faith, just everything was amazing about her. So prayers for her, for her safe journey home, and also for the family. He's going through a tough time right now with the loss, as anyone does, okay, with the loss such as that. Mixed feelings. You're glad she's finally at peace, but celebrating her new journey and also mourning at the same time.
Yeah, happy for them, sad for us, right? Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Jackie? Is Jackie there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm asking for prayer of discernment so that I'll be able to filter out the rhetoric and the propaganda that I'm surrounded by every day. I want to be able to preserve my energy for myself and my family. I think I've been given too much of myself. And I'm just praying that all these things just begin to just like mellow out a bit. Even though things are heating up around me, I don't want it. I don't want to bring it into me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jackie, do you know how to protect yourself on a spiritual level, your energy?
Yes, I do, but I have so much that's being thrown at me all at one time.
Right.
And I work in an environment where I'm constantly being pulled. And, you know, there's sometimes it just feels like a whirlwind. And there's certain times of the day that I'm able to just, like, go within and you know, repel it or at least purge it. But when I first walk into it, I could ground myself, but then all of a sudden it just heats up.
Okay, do you know how to put the white light, the ball of protection around you?
Yes, I do.
I mean, like the little Geico, like I always say, that little hamster ball, make it diamond hard and say only the good of God may enter, and you turn that light switch where it's bright white light so that all the negativity from everybody else just bounces off and it doesn't go into you. You know how to do that, right?
Yes, I know how to do it, but I think maybe the way that I have to start my day, and I just start running, it's like I'm the hamster on that wheel.
Right. Well,
and then, you know, it isn't until when I feel like, oh, that I'm able to sit down and then try to regroup, but it's like damage is done. It's like I'm being reactive instead of proactive.
Well, maybe you even get out of bed, before you even brush your teeth, do it. It's a discipline, just like it's just like starting a new exercise program or a diet, or, you know, quitting biting your nails or deciding you're not going to cuss anymore. You have to discipline yourself. So if I were you, maybe start off before you even get out of bed, just do it. It takes you about 10, 20 seconds, you know what I mean? And when you first start doing it, do it 10 times a day. You know, do it while you're in your car driving to work, or if you're on the bus, just take that, or when you're in the bathroom at work. When you're in the bathroom at work, go to the bathroom. When you're sitting on the toilet, do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just the conscious building of a protective wall around you and your energy, because it also it keeps people from siphoning your energy. It keeps you from leaking energy, and it also helps you balance your chakras. It does three different things. So the thing is, after about 2 or 3 weeks, do it 5 times a day. Then after about a month, you should, you know, do it when you wake up and do it before you go to bed. And I promise you, within just a small, short amount of time, you will have built up that psychic, spiritual boundary between you and the environment to where you only, like me, I say this all the time, I only think about it now. Well, actually, I'm lying. I'm doing it more now because I am so weak. I'm back to doing it because I am so weak. But normally, if I'm doing my normal life, I only do it if a tornado or a hailstorm, I make sure my property's protected, my truck's protected, my animals are protected, my house. You know, it's when something out of the ordinary comes, because being an empath like you are, being a spiritual person like you are, you're very sensitive. And it's like me. Before I started doing this, before I started, you know, 30 years ago doing this protection, I could walk in like a grocery store, and I would start having a panic attack when I got to the checkout, because I was being bombarded with all the feelings, emotions, the anger, the rage, the joy, the sadness, the happiness. All these emotions that people leave behind in their thought forms are in every place. So mm-hmm. It's like right now, I could not walk into Walmart and be able to walk out if I didn't have protection around me, because I would be feeling and be sensitive to all of these emotions and thought forms that would be bombarding me. So it's like, right now, as weak as I am, I put it around my vehicle whenever I drive to town, but I sit out in the parking lot for like 3 or 4 seconds after I turn the key off, and I put that around me before I even get out of my vehicle to walk through the parking lot. So it's one of those things, once you start doing it, you will automatically build up it's a personal power. What you're actually doing is building personal power. When people talk about, oh, you give your power away, or, oh, that's a powerful person, that's exactly what it means. You have learned how to take your energy field and strengthen it, and you've learned how to balance your energy, and you've learned how to keep yourself from being bombarded from the environment and also just leaking your energy out. That's what personal power is. That's what all these other people don't want to take the time to do this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or every day. They don't want to take the time to invest in 10 times a day learning how to build their personal power. They're lazy. They'd rather just go steal it from somebody else. So they're the kind of people that when you feel good, you walk in a room, you have a conversation, when you walk out, you're exhausted, and they feel great because they just siphoned everything out of you because you didn't protect yourself. They're all pumped up because they actually, it's like they went to the gas station, you're the pump, they pumped all the gas out of you into them, and they feel great, and you're limp. So That's what building personal power is. You only give energy when you want to give it and when you're allowing it to leave your body. You have the power to decide where you're going to spend that energy. Otherwise, you're just limp all the time. With everything going on, it's more paramount now than ever to learn how to build a personal power that people can't steal from you, because we're all exhausted. The whole world's exhausted.
And I've been really what you're telling me that I really need to do in my life on a regular basis. I've been sending that type of protection to my son because he's still in the program that he went into.
Uh-huh.
And so from a conscious level, anytime I would feel that way about myself, I was sending him the energy, but at the same time leaving myself open to be drained
and
in my
life.
And it wasn't until recently that I just feel like, wow, I'm just wiped out.
Right.
Like completely wiped out.
Yeah.
And he's getting better, which I'm glad for that. But then, you know, I have to leave out every day and go on about my affairs, and I'm around a bunch of vampires.
Right. Well, see, we can't be upset with them. That's one of the lessons we have to learn ourselves. Because we are being attacked, and that's just normal human behavior, but it's really accelerated right now. It's really ramped up. So you can't help other people. It's like that old saying goes, the blind leading the blind. Everybody's getting up in the ditch. We can't help other people if we can't help ourselves. That's why when I haven't had the prayer group and I haven't been doing my radio show on Thursday nights, because I don't have the energy now. If I was a martyr, if I was a victim martyr complex person, or if I was passive aggressive, or if I was, you know, one of these kind of people, I would drag myself to the radio and, oh, I'm going to do it even though I can't really do it. No, I learned years ago, I have to honor myself. If I don't have the energy to do it, I have to say no. I learned to say no years. I was always a people pleaser. My whole life I was a people pleaser. But the last 25 years or so, I learned, no, I don't have it in me. And I'm not being ugly. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be hateful. I have to take care of me. So I've been like a bear in hibernation for the last couple of months. You know, I'm smart enough to know I know myself very, very well. And I know the energy level I have. I'm literally right now, I'm in bed 22 hours a day. The 2 hours I'm up, I'm feeding my horses, my cats, and my dogs, and I'm back in the bed. I mean, to the point I'm getting a bed sore on my spine. But I know I do not have it in me to spare another bit of energy anywhere else, or I'm not going to make it. So I have to honor that. So when my gas tank is like yours, we're on empty, or we're like on that, you're less than 2 gallons and you're going to be really totally empty, I
mm-hmm.
have to go to the source and refill myself. I can't give that gas to anybody else. So that's the one of the lessons I had to learn, was to say no and to take care of myself. So that's why I was saying, if y'all would volunteer, if there's days that I cannot do this prayer group, I want y'all to come together without me. You know, I really feel this prayer group's important. It's helped so many people. The emails that I get, the private messages that I get, you know, in the past, it's really helped a lot of people. And so this is not about me. It's about us. So that's what I'm saying. If any of you want to just go ahead, if I know I don't have the energy to do this, there's no reason why we're all grown women. We're all smart. There's no reason why someone can't step up and just, you know, just go down the list of people and say, okay, what can we pray for? It's not difficult. So I just want you to know, I truly feel this group's important, and it's not about me. It's about helping other people, whether I'm here or whether I'm not here, okay? So just remember, anytime we're going to make changes in our life, we really have to commit ourselves to it. It takes your brain, depending on it, on the individual, but approximately 21 to 30 days, depending on the person, it takes to start a new habit in your brain. Because what happens with our brain, when we make a change in the way we think or the way we act, or like you're going to quit biting your nails or you're going to go on a diet, whatever, what people don't understand, the neurons in our brain, they grow in different places. These neurons start connecting. They have synapses. So if you're thinking positive all the time, or you're thinking negative, and I hate this positive, negative crap, excuse my French, but I really wish people would quit labeling things as positive, negative. You know, the truth. is not always positive. It's not a pretty picture. It's reality and it's facts. The older I'm getting, the more fact-based I'm becoming. Instead of emotional, I'm really getting fact-based. But the point is, whatever you're, let's say you're a CPA, so you're working with numbers all the time. Well, that part of your brain is going to have more neurons and more synapses and be more developed than the artsy side of your brain. Okay? Your right side of your brain, if you're a mathematician, is going to be more evolved than the other side because that's where you're thinking. That's where your energy is. Your energy is working with numbers, all right? Conversely, if you're an artist and all you do is paint 8 hours a day and you can barely balance your checkbook, that side of the brain is going to be much more evolved, have more synapses and more energy on that side of the brain than on the logical side. So this is a proven scientific fact. So for us to, like, let's talk about the protection, like we're talking about. Depending on your age and your DNA and your genetic makeup, it takes the brain 21 to 30 days for those neurons to go to a different part of the brain and start developing this new thought pattern. Because what happens is, let's say, I'm gonna make up something really stupid. Let's say I hate the color purple. I hate the color purple. Anytime you think that, that part of your brain's highly developed because you think it all the time. If you say I love the color purple, that part of the brain is almost dead. It's like that person's never said that before. So for you to make a change in your brain, you got to start constantly doing the opposite or developing that new thought. Like, I'm going to put protection up 10 times a day. I'm going to do protection 10 times a day. You've never done that before. So that part of your brain that is going to be stimulated for protection and to learn this is brand new. It's like a baby sitting there going, uh-oh, what is this? This is something new. Well, as soon as the brain knows there's energy going to a spot, here comes the neurons, here comes the little synapses, and they start building bridges. It's like a spider web. They start building all these connections, and the part of your brain that wants to do protection now, you've activated that. But if you only do it like on Monday, and then you don't do it Tuesday, Wednesday, you do it Thursday, you may only have 5 little neurons sitting there from Monday going, what's going on? We're not getting any energy. Well, if they don't get energy, they go dormant. If they're not being fed energy from your conscious thought, they go dormant or they die, and they go somewhere, you know, the energy goes somewhere else. So for you to start building anyone to build this protection, you have to persevere. You have to be consistent. You have to do it 10 times a day so that energy starts to flow. Those neurons and synapses start to grow in whatever field and pattern part of the brain that is going to do protection. So what happens is after 21 to 30 days, this whole network of neurons with their synapses, and they've got a very full energy flow going now. It's consistent. It's like you keep that gas pump, that gas tank full, and those neurons are being fed energy constantly. Well, now you've got protection going, and they're going. Whether you put the gas pedal down or not, they're alive. They've built their little community. They've got their little website going in there, and they're full speed ahead on protection. So every now and then, you've got to go back in there and give it gas to keep that part going. But once you've developed that network, it's there. And so when you consciously choose to develop that network, it's going to work for you. That's whether it's a diet, that's whether it's, you know, saving money for a vacation, whatever you're putting your thoughts and your energy into, it creates its own little place in your brain to feed that, to make that happen. So this is what I'm saying. It's something that you have to be very consistent of at least the first 3 weeks to a month, and that let those neurons get really, like this little web they build, let it get very strong to where it's nurtured and it's real and it's alive and it's a growing part of your brain. And that way, that's what I'm saying. I only do it, well, I'm doing it now because I'm sick, but in the past, I only did it. It was there. It was there. I didn't have to think about it anymore. It was part of me now. It was part of my brain. It's developed. I created a new aspect of my brain. And it was there. So that's what I'm saying. You've got to be consistent. You've got to give it the energy to give those neurons time to grow and build their little web in there and build their little system that they create to do whatever it is you're wanting to do. So that's why it's important. That's why when people talk about positive or negative thoughts, to me the word positive and negative are relative because what someone else thinks is positive, I may not think is positive. If you've got a serial killer over here who it's positive for him to kill 10 people in a year, I don't think that's positive. For a serial killer, that's very positive. So you see, positive and negative are terms we label things, but it's relative to the person's situation and the person's experiences in life. So I'd much prefer to say, instead of labeling things as good or bad, positive or negative, saying, you know, I need to make a change now because the energy I'm using is not making me prosper. It's holding me back. So that's the same kind of thing. If you're going to stop a so-called quotation mark negative comment like, I'm fat and I'm ugly and nobody will ever love me. I'm fat and I'm ugly and nobody will ever love me. You got to consciously stop that little tape that's been created. You got to, that part of your brain with that little web that's been created of the neurons, you got to quit giving it energy and gas so it'll go dormant or die. If you keep thinking, yes, I'm fat and I'm ugly and nobody will ever love me, those neurons, you've created this little place in your brain that has energy. So to make that change, you've got to quit giving energy to the to that part of the brain that is creating that illusion for you. That's the magic of our brain. It's constantly shifting and growing, constantly changing. I can remember when I was in nursing school, I knew just spiritually, even though the textbook and the teachers and everybody said that once your brain or your, there's two parts of your body that will never reproduce, the cells will never reproduce if they're injured or damaged. Your brain cells and your heart. And I said, that's not true at all. And every teacher back in the 70s, all the nursing instructors and the doctors that we had and blah, 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 brain cells and the heart cells can never regenerate. And I kept saying, that's not true at all. That is not true. That is not, I argued and argued. I think I told you all this on the radio before. I was taking my final exam, and I was so angry about that because it was so wrong. And I can remember it was a true-false questions. Is it true that brain cells will never regenerate and heart cells? It's true or false? And I remember I raised my hand. My instructor came over. I said, I know that this is not true. And the lady said, here's your choice. You either get the 2 points for the question and make a high grade, or you don't get the points for the question. You answer it what you've been taught. And I circled that it was true, and I wrote on the side of my paper, I'm answering this under protest. Well, guess what? Scientists have now proven the brain and the heart cells regenerate. They know this now. But back in the 70s, nope. If your brain's damaged, you're gone. And if your heart's damaged, you're in trouble. They've learned that's not true. So this is what I'm telling you. It's a conscious thought process of where you're going to put the gas in your brain. Where are you going to put the energy? And we all have a choice of how to do it. And we all get overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed right now. Jackie, you're overwhelmed because we're being bombarded from every area of our life. And so that's why I've become a bear. I have the luxury of being a bear. You have to go out in the public. I feel so bad for you. You know, I'm disabled. I can't work and be out there in the public. I'm cocooned and you're not. So I feel for you. It's really, really hard. I have a lot of empathy for you because I've been there when I was working as a nurse. I know. So all we have to do is kind of like a horse. You put blinders on and you focus and you shut everything else out. That's why they put blinders on horses, because horses have such peripheral vision. You know, their eyes are on the side of their head. Horses cannot see directly in front. You can walk, if you're standing right in front of a horse, you can walk up with your hand and put it right in the middle of that horse's forehead and they never saw it coming because they have peripheral vision. So that's why all the carriages and all the carriage horses always had those big leather blinders. So the horse could only see ahead. They couldn't see behind them or to the side of them. And so that's kind of why that's where that saying came from. You got to put blinders on. If we're going to change something, we have to focus in like a laser beam on that one thought process and put that energy. You either take energy away from a situation by not contributing to it, or you put energy to it. It's our choice. Excuse me. So, anyway, let's go ahead. I think it's my turn for a prayer now. Let me see. I want to pray for all of our military here on our own soil, our own first responders, our police, our EMTs, all of the people, because discernment's going to need to come to them too. I'm praying that, and I also want to pray for President Trump, his family, all of Vice President, all of them. I just want to pray for protection for them and for all of our military and all of our police officers here at home, because I think everyone's going to be put to the test before long. So if we could say prayers for discernment for them and to give them hope, I would appreciate it, and protection. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
I love that imagery, putting gas to the brain. The nourishment. I love it. It's going to stay with me. Well, I would ask. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, for my relationship with my significant other, that we peacefully come to an agreement, that we work out our differences, and that it concludes in a peaceful manner, and that we're both feeling comfortable with that. And I'll go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Just a prayer for the children of this world. Keep them safe and protected. Let them know unconditional love. There's so many of them, hundreds and thousands of them, that are being displaced, losing families. And just ask for the angels to watch over them. Find them a way to find a better life.
Okay.
Joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Jackie?
Yes, I'm going to ask a prayer for the leaders in our individual communities and worldwide, for them to understand that they are, whatever they are, decisions they are making are affected, are affecting normal people, and it's not nice. I'm praying that each of them will be able to look within their conscience and begin to do the right thing.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go silent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to please pray for my family, my mom, Lenny, and my sister, Polly, and my nephew, Cameron. Mom's had a double up on her blood pressure medicine, and my sister, I want to keep her from having petit mal seizures from all the stress, and my nephew still hasn't gotten in the Army yet. The government, I don't understand why everything takes so long in the government, my Lord. But just please pray that all of them, that their highest good will be known, and to give them peace and lack of pressure, and let them be able to handle all the stresses that they're going through. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Lisa. Amelia, do we have anybody in chat? I haven't even asked.
You know, Trickster's in chat. I asked her if she had any requests. Not right now. She's just playing with us.
Okay, hey, Trickster. Hey, Jackie. Okay, Lisa.
I would like to have prayer support, please, for my sister and family of origin. They continue to thrive, and I truly believe that the prayer support here has contributed to everybody being healthier and stronger. So I'll go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you. For that prayer.
welcome. Your sister's name is Patty. Is your mom's name Della? What's your mom's name?
Dora.
Dora, okay. I've been praying for her, and for some reason my brain just, I knew it was a D name, but I said, it's left my brain what her first name was. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Amelia. Excuse me. Amelia, do you have any prayers?
I'm here. I'd like to also have a prayer for peace. Peace in mind, peace in the heart, and world peace. Joining me in
a
prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Jackie?
Yes, I'd like to ask a prayer for my husband. He's been doing a lot of work, and I can see where he's becoming fatigued as well, but he keeps pushing himself. Just ask for prayer and protection over him. I'm going to go silent.
Okay.
Thank you.
They just showed me an image of him putting, like, if he's, okay, you're facing me. It's like if you're facing me and I'm looking at a movie, he's to your, I guess he'd be to your right, and he has both of his arms that he's put around your shoulders to where his hands are at the left, like the left part, his hands are clasped together around your left shoulder, and he's kissing you on the forehead. He's so worried about his family right now. He's really wanting to make sure that you're okay and that you're safe, and I think he might be really sad at times. He doesn't let everybody see it, but he really needs some reassurance, and make sure the two of you maybe talk about it, or I don't know what your little dynamics is, but he's kind of fearful right now. So if there's any way you could allay his fears with humor or just whatever, however y'all work with each other, but they're just showing me that he's really worried about you and his family right now.
Yeah, because he knows how I feel about my job, and he knows what my family did to me, and he's my only support.
Right. He's just, like, kissing you on your forehead. He's just, like if he could wrap his wings around you is what the feeling I'm getting. You're like an angel to him. A lot of love there. He's really funny, but has he not been funny lately?
Not really. I mean, I don't know if he's... He can be, but, you know, he knows a lot is going on.
Right. Well, maybe y'all just need to lighten things up, you know what I mean? Shift the energy around. Just change the energy and make each other laugh again.
Yeah, I'm gonna get off from work this week, so...
This is going to sound so silly, but I have to say whatever spirit shows me, okay? This is going to sound so bizarre. I'm embarrassed to even say it, but I've learned I have to say whatever they show me. Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to say it. It's like they're showing me, like, you need to walk up behind him if he's at the sink and pop him on his behind, like, hey, big boy. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, pinch him or do something to make him feel, make him laugh and feel, you know, young again and special and funny. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just silly things. Okay. They just showed me you walking up, popping him on his behind like a man does a woman. You know what I mean?
Hey, we're going through the same thing. What he's concerned with, I'm concerned with as well.
Right. Well, y'all are going to be okay. Just pull together. And I just feel like lighten the energy and just laugh again. Watch a funny movie. You know, do things that bring some balance back if you can.
Okay. Yeah, we want our son to come home and things to be somewhat normal.
Right. Oh, boy, sounds like we're all on this boat and each one of us has our paddle. We're all going a lot right now, aren't we? So just know you're never alone. Know you got comrades in this boat and we're all paddling together here. Okay, so let me see. I want to pray for all the animals and for our Mother Earth. I just love our Mother Earth so much. Her spirit, she's just mother. She's just a mother. She's just a mother. And everything we have is from her. And I just want us to honor that connection and not ever forget that connection. And just remember that we have the same exact DNA as a tree. It's just arranged differently. Everything on the planet has just about, unless you're an alien, has the same DNA. It's just arranged differently. We're all connected. That blade of grass out in your front yard has an energy field that you can connect to a flower. The vibration coming off that flower can raise your energy and make you happy. Just seeing the purple of a flower, the yellow, just seeing that color has a vibration that actually can raise your energy field. Hearing birds chirping, just sit back and listen to what they're saying to one another. You can hear them fighting. You can hear them being happy. You can hear the little tones of voices. Listen to the little birds. And let that inspire you and make you smile that there's still birds, there's still trees, there's still life all around us, abundant life, you know. And don't forget that we're just part of this life. We're just part of this life. And know that this is not forever. All these trials and tribulations that we're going through are temporary. And try to get back to remember this is all about helping each other. This is about learning so whatever you learn you can teach to someone else. Or at least if you can't teach, you have empathy or sympathy for what they're going through and can support them with a handshake or a hug. You can't help them or change their world, but you can hug them and let them know someone cares about you. I understand. I've been there. Or I've never been there, but I understand it has to be hard for you and I still care about you. Please pray that we don't forget the connection to God, because spirit's everything. Spirit isn't everything. It's in your Coca-Cola bottle. It's in the stop sign. You know, that all has energy. Every bit of energy comes from spirit. Everything vibrates. The metal of your car vibrates. You know, the cobwebs in your corner of your house vibrate. Everything is alive. Everything has energy. When you drink out of a plastic bottle, there's energy there. So don't forget that we're all connected. And don't ever forget how powerful our mind is. We don't even use 5 to 7% of the human brain. That's about 93% of the brain that's never tapped into. And that's the part where the magic is. That's the part that's mysterious. That's the part that scientists can't figure out. But people who are in tune to God and nature, we know that part of the brain. How do I do readings? That's that part of the brain that scientists can't figure out, but it's real. It really happens. I use it. I developed my intuition, and I developed my intuition through my love and my compassion and my spirit and my true understanding that God is everything, that spirit is everything, that I have nothing and I am nothing without God. That's how you build that connection of gratitude. You build it through anger. You build it through rage. You build it through humility. You build it through being an ass and someone calling you on it. You build it through beauty. You build it through seeing the gorgeous sunsets and sunrises, and you build it through seeing, you know, someone pass away. And every experience that we have builds you to the person that you are, to your connection to God. We're the ones who choose whether to accept that, to bring that into us to grow, or we're going to turn away from it and live in the dark. It's all a choice. It's all a choice. Everything that happens to you, you make a red light, you don't make a red light. You find a parking place, you don't. Every bit of that affects you on an energy level. So we have to start deciding what's going to take our energy away and what's going to build our energy up, and that comes with controlling our thoughts and our mind. That is the number one. That's the number one thing that's the hardest thing for people to understand. It's all about what's that brain that's up in that skull and tapping into that 93% that most people don't know about and realizing that's the God, that's the connection, that's the spirit, that's the miracles. You know, and that's the lessons that we have to learn. So don't ever forget that connection with everything around you. Your curtains have energy. Your remote control and your TV has energy. So that's why it's important to put that protection up, because like me, how many times have you heard me, like when I do a reading, I can have a fully charged battery on my phone. But when I'm in a lot of pain physically, when I'm doing a reading, I do not feel my body at all, because I've left my body. I'm out of my body. So I can sit there for 2 hours and not have moved a muscle. And then when I come back into my body, I'm so stiff I can barely stand the pain. But while I'm doing that reading, I have no pain whatsoever because I'm not in my body. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about realizing there's a huge universe out there that most people don't tap into. They don't use it. They don't know anything about it. They don't take the time to learn. They don't take the time to study it, to figure it out. They just go on by their daily life and just trying to survive through it, which is where we all are right now. We're all in survival mode. But never, ever forget the true connection. I did a reading for a lady this last week, and she's into the healing arts, and she's a little bit new to it, but it's a lot of the new age stuff, which some of it's good, but some of it is just garbage, okay? And so she was, you know, I've read her for several years, so she knew my arthritis was really bad. She could hear it in my voice. She goes, "Your voice sounds very weak." I said, "Well, I'm not." Actually, I had to rearrange 4 or 5 readings. I couldn't do them. I just didn't have the energy, which is a first for me. But anyway, the point is that she told me, and her trying to help me, that for me to heal, and now this is the kind of stuff that people are believing, okay? For me to heal, the only way I was going to heal was I need to go out into the yard and go pick a certain tree and ask that tree if it would die for me, that I could send all of my diseases, all of my sicknesses, all of my chronic health problems, that I could send it to the tree and let the tree absorb this energy so that I could heal. And I said, "I don't want to hurt that tree." She goes, "That's what that tree's there for. That's what it's all about." Well, I just let her talk and talk and talk, because that's like pre-K New Age thinking. Because the number one universal rule, is do no harm. That means to yourself or to anything or anybody else. There is no way in hell I'm going to walk out of my yard and ask a tree to take my illnesses when I can perfectly, I'm capable of healing myself. I've done it several times. Diseases and illnesses, they said couldn't be healed, they've been healed in me. I had sciatica 24/7 in both legs for 2.5 years. I was almost suicidal. I went to a healing ceremony. The whole thing that happened, I haven't had sciatica since 1990. And I was supposed to have a spinal fusion because the pain was so bad, they wanted to do a spinal fusion for my sciatica. I haven't had a day of sciatica since, okay? So all I'm saying is I've been with this rheumatoid and fibro. I was healed for 3.5 years, didn't have one symptom. I went into deep grief. It all came back because of my emotional status, and I'm fighting it still, grief. I'm having grief all the time. I'm still fighting it. That's my lesson I came here to learn. I came here to learn how to handle grief and how not to be such a mother hen. That's my two lessons. So everybody needs to figure out what your lessons are so that at least you know where you're headed here. But don't ever forget this connection we have with everything. And I would die before I go to a tree and ask it to take on my illness. First of all, that is not necessary. And secondly, it's stupid. And that's what people, all this New Age movement is doing. It's all this stuff that it's not necessary. If you understand about energy and vibration, and if you have that connection to God, you don't have to harm another living creature for you to thrive. That's like some kind of warped. I just let her talk, you know, and I told her, I said, I don't want to hurt a tree. She goes, "Well, that tree, you know, you got to find the right tree that would be willing to die for you." I was just shaking my head like, I can't believe people believe this stuff. That is so backwards. I'm not going to tell her she's wrong. She's entitled to her opinion. But I don't want any kind of healing seminar or certificate behind my name that is going to teach something that ridiculous. So just don't forget the connection we have to God, to everything around you. And it's all in our mind. Our mind, we have to have control over our brain. I've had a concussion 20 years ago that obliterated my short-term memory. I've had to fight that. I'm still fighting every day of my life my short-term memory problems. And that has been a debacle for me because I can't problem solve anymore. That part of my brain was damaged, the logic and the problem solving. At least I'm aware of what it is, so I try to work with it every day. So there's no good or bad, right or wrong. It's just realizing our deficiencies and trying to work either through it, around it, or heal it. Because if you can't totally heal it, then you got to work with it, work around it. But don't let it be a boulder that stops you. Don't let these things in life stop you. Find a way around them. If you're in the ditch, crawl out. Put your hand up. Let somebody help you out of the ditch. But don't stop. That's the number one thing. Amelia, looks like we've got another caller that's called in, 203.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, who's this?
All right, let me. Hi, my name is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good.
Good. Have you been on before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Pat Rivers. I just want to welcome you to the healing circle. We've got 10 minutes left, so what we're going to do, we're going to, what we do, we just, you can pray for anything or anyone, all right? And I'm going to go to a couple callers and let you see how we do it. What it is when you ask for prayer support, we all go quiet, and then when you feel the prayers over, whether it's 10 seconds or 30 seconds or however long you feel the energy is really strong with our prayers, when you feel the energy start to subside, just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person, okay? So right now I want to go to Lisa. I think Lisa. I'm kind of out of sync here. I think it's Lisa.
Okay, thank you. I would like for prayer support. There's a place that I go to most days, and it's a very tight group, a lot of people there, and it's an artist arena where people are creating, and there's an art director there, and lately it's been coming down with some toxic stuff, especially the art director. I know it's kind of misplaced stuff in the way that trying to take charge, and it's just coming down as dominance and power and control. And so my prayer request would be, I want to remain disconnected from all of that and just walk with God and just be focused on myself and let everybody in there feel the love of God within them. And I think things will fall into place that way. So I'll go quiet for that prayer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that prayer.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Okay, Amelia?
I'm really good right now. Just wanted to say thank you to all of you, and God bless you all. And hopefully things will start changing for the better in a very short period of time. We'll get some of our energy back and feel comfortable with things that concern discernment and figuring out what the truth is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Jackie?
Yes, I'm just asking for prayers for major cities in this country. I had a chance to look at New York last night, and it just seemed eerily quiet. I was actually looking at it from the New Jersey side, and it's as pretty as it looked, it just seemed like it was just, something just wasn't right. And it just pray for the major places where people are, where a lot of people are, you know, in light of things going on in the world.
Right.
We have to be conscious of when things happen, it doesn't just happen in isolated places. It usually happens in major cities.
Okay.
I'm just praying that everything goes well.
It will pray for protection and discernment. Okay.
I'm going to go silent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Michelle, do you have a prayer?
Well, I'm just hoping to heal better. I just feel really sick and anxious, worried. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping for like a reset.
Okay, for yourself? Okay, honey. You know what? You might want to go back whenever the show's over with tonight, whenever the prayer group's over with. If you, all of our shows are archived. So you can go back, and we talked about this at the beginning of this prayer group, and some of those words might help you. So after the show has ended, if you want to go back, in a few, it takes about 5 minutes for them to load the download the episode or upload it, whatever they do. You might go back and listen to the first, I don't know, first little bit of the show, because I think the words there will help you. So we're going to go quiet, and when you feel the energy stop, just say thank you, okay? But we're going to pray for you right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. I'd like to pray for myself, please. I just want to feel like I'm me again. I know we're constantly progressing and growing and evolving, so we're always changing, we're never staying the same, but the core part of ourselves, you can go back to when you were a teenager, when you were a young kid, your passions in life and your goals and your dreams and your desires. I want to feel that inspiration and that childlike, the awe when you saw something new or you saw this most beautiful butterfly. Excuse me, I feel like I've lost that. I don't know how to express it. I've always, my whole life, seen beauty in things that other people didn't see. And I can remember being with different boyfriends, you know, I go, oh, look at that beautiful, like it'd be like a dandelion weed. I said, oh, isn't that beautiful? And they said, that's a weed. I said, that's so beautiful. I've always had that. I think it's a gift to be able to see the beauty in everything around you, and I feel like I've lost part of that. I still see, like today I saw this beautiful little red flower blooming in a little flower blooming in my yard that I hadn't planted. And my mind said, oh, how beautiful. And I talked to the little flower and said, oh, you're so beautiful. But I didn't feel it. It's like my brain knows that that's the way I respond to life. It's like that part of me knows that that's what I am and what I've always done. But I didn't feel that in my heart, because usually if I'd see that little red flower growing, my heart would almost jump in joy. And I just don't feel my heart. So I want to please pray that I find that renewal of spirit, that I find that joy in the little things in life again, that I'm not so shut down emotionally and psychologically, that I can't feel the beauty around me. I see it with my eyes, and my brain knows that normally I'd jump up and down like a little kid, but I'm not jumping up and down like a little kid. I don't feel it. So if we could please pray that I get that back. Because without that, what is life? What is life if I can't jump up and down in my heart when I see a little red flower growing in my front yard? What else is there? If I can't feel that small gift, I'm missing out on everything. So thank you. Thank you all so much. We've got about 2 minutes left, so Lisa, do you have a quick prayer?
I just want to make sure that Pat and I stay in touch, however we're going to do this, you know, to discuss. Should I just PM you, Pat?
Yeah, that'd be fine, or Amelia, both of us, yeah. Or me, yeah, because
okay.
You're my friend on Facebook. Excuse
okay.
me. Okay, Michelle, do you have another prayer? We've got like a minute and a half left, so I just want to get you in there again.
I guess I would like to pray for my daughter. It's been a lot of difficulty for her, a lot of changes with kind of what I've put her through in her whole life, really. We've moved all over the country, and I want her to feel stability and, you know, good sense of self-worth.
Okay, we'll pray for her now. Okay.
Thank you.
I got a quick message to tell you. If you can work on guilt and don't try to work on not blaming yourself. You did the best you could at the time. That'll help you a lot, too, in the healing process. So I just want to pass that on. Okay, Jackie or Amelia, do either one of y'all have another prayer request? We've got 45 seconds.
Just want to pray
to
everybody.
Yeah, just one from Jackie in chat wants to say a quick prayer for her husband, that
okay.
he's able to continue to do his job, that it's getting harder as he's getting older. And so if we could pray for...
Okay.
his health.
All right.
And
okay, guys, we got 7 seconds. So love you all. We'll keep in touch. Hopefully we're back next week. Y'all have a great, great week, and know you're loved. Just know you're loved, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all take care.
Everybody, love you all.
Love you,
love
too.
You all.
Bless the thief and the children. Bless the